Shime, I think our guys in Ripe playing Levitate this weekend. You go see them, I believe, in Marshfield, I think.
Did you see that they got into a really bad golf cart accident?
No.
They got it really bad.
Really?
They had to cancel a show the last two weeks.
Really?
And they're doing well now, but yeah.
Hmm. They're also going to be at MGM Fenway in the fall, I believe.
Are they?
Yeah, I believe it's in November.
Excellent.
Excellent. Well, we are going to play your quality Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning. So leave one of those on anything that we have discussed this morning. Red Sox win last night, 9-3. Roman Anthony bomb lit the Roman candle at Fenway Park last night. And they are winning games that they should be winning and some that maybe you thought they weren't going to win. So leave a Hill Note on that or on any other topic. And we will play the best ones back in less than an hour. This is Jesse. Jesse, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
What's up? Hey, I know you guys were talking about Pokemon earlier this morning, and I kind of have a quick comment and a question for Shime about it.
Okay, so, but first, can I answer a question that I just saw being asked in the Twitch chat, and you can participate in an ongoing chat on this show. If you watch it on Twitch, the question is, the guys in Ripe that were injured in the golf cart incident, were they hit by one of Shime's drives?
No, it wouldn't have reached them.
Okay. No,
there you go.
No. Go ahead, Jesse. Sorry.
Yeah. So my wife and I over the weekend just welcomed our second boy. And when we were in the hospital, I was trying to find something that sort of occupied my time. And I downloaded a Game Boy emulator on my phone because I know recently you guys were talking about the Pokemon stuff. So I downloaded a Game Boy emulator and I downloaded Pokemon. I started playing and Shime, I got to admit to you that it brought back a ton of nostalgic memories and I loved it. I thought it was great. So two things. One,
you know, hey,
Greg, I can,
Jesse,
yeah.
You know, you're saying this publicly, right?
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Okay. I know.
All right.
I know.
Okay.
However, I can confirm two things that's going to help me publicly. One, Pokemon users, look, I just welcomed a kid, my second kid. We have sex. Confirmed, Greg. Check mark.
Confirmed.
Right? And then Shime, my question for you, right? And Greg, this is going to sound pretty nerdy, but Shime, what are like your go-to six when you're playing this game? You know, like what do you like to train, like, give it to you, and then I'll hop off. But thanks for taking the call. Shime, give it to us.
Right, well, I guess 9 times out of 10, it depends which game it is, because each generation of Pokemon generally has different Pokemon to use. So if it's a new game, I like to try out all the new Pokemon, no team of, like, the older Pokemon. But in general, my favorite Pokemon, for you right off the rip, would be Electivire, Heracross, Blaziken, Mamoswine, Muk, and then probably Sock.
Okay.
Would be my six. Yep.
Okay. Also,
there you go.
Also, give it to me. Not a phrase that a lot of Pokemon collectors get to hear that often.
Well,
okay.
Jesse clearly heard it at least twice.
Would you like to speak with the great baseball Brett?
Always.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you just put me on hold for Pokemon talk?
Yep.
By the way, how is the recovery from the Achilles tear coming?
Recovery is going good, Greg. Day to day. Every day is getting better, Greg. Every day.
How long are you in a cast or a boot, or what's the situation?
We are in a boot for about 3 months.
Oh.
Can't put weight down for another 1 month. We can't walk for about a month, and then we dive right into it. We get right back in it.
Oh, boy.
That sucks.
Brett, now that we have you, and I know you're here to talk baseball.
No, Courtney, you've talked enough on the radio about my injury.
We just need clarification on what. So
no, we're on to recovery. We've moved past the injury and we're on to recovery.
Slipping on a rug
suspicious.
Is
I told
a
you
bit
exactly,
suspicious.
I told you what happened. That is what happened. I don't know what you want from me. That is exactly what happened.
Yeah, it happened.
I can't even make it up. I wish I could.
It happened at 5 a.m. in right. Las Vegas. Like,
okay.
I mean, let's just
happened exactly what I said. And Courtney's comeback was, well, you sound old. And I said, well, there you go. And then she brought it to the air. Thanks,
so,
Courtney.
So you slipped and then you went to catch yourself with putting your foot back. And that's kind of where it
popped. Yeah. Yeah, you just trip. You just trip and you fall awkward. So when you fall, you like your landing leg. When you fall, it just basically the way you fall, it just popped it, and it just I don't know. It just it doesn't feel pleasant. Obviously, it feels like a gunshot. And the first thing you do is you kind of like everyone always says, like you turn behind you and there's nobody there because it feels like you get kicked.
Right.
So.
Kicked right in the calf.
The way it happened to me is just literally when I fell awkward, it just you land directly like flat footed and it just kind of popped. You do it right away. And
Brett, where are you this morning on your beloved Boston Red Sox?
I think potentially you could have a season. You could have a summer where they're making a playoff push.
Oh, so you're back in.
Yeah, I've always been in. I think to get you need to look realistically at it, right? Like they cleared out Devers, and now they're starting to play good. They have the sixth best offense in all of baseball. They're starting to play better. They're starting to pitch better. I think pitching is most important to their success, but for them to hit the playoffs, Greg, they have 70 games left. For them to make the playoffs, it comes down to about they need to win 40 of 70 games. So they need to go 10 games above 500 the next 70, which that's why this stretch that they have this week is incredibly important. They got to take care of business this week and put themselves in position going into the trade deadline. So could it be done? Yeah, but they've kind of dug themselves a hole, right? They're two games up. They're two games above 500, and they need to make some serious. They need to make up some. They need to dig out. So they need to make up some of that from the first half of the season and not playing good. And they're still not playing great. They're still not playing great defensively. They're pitching. Their bullpen's starting to wear down a little bit. So, but we're all right. We could have a season.
Brett, do you believe Craig Breslow when he says that what he's going to do at the trade deadline is to improve this team in 2025? And does that mean being a buyer in your mind?
Yeah, I do. I think the one you guys were talking, Courtney, you were talking earlier about Jaron Duran. I think there's a path for them to do both. I think if they make a baseball trade with Jaron Duran, so Jaron Duran does have 3 years left of contract. He's under control for three more years this year and three more after at cheap money. So when they say 12 teams are interested in Jaron Duran, I do believe that there are 12 teams. The problem that I see, Courtney, is that the 12 teams that are interested in Jaron Duran are all playoff teams, and they're not teams that are interested in trading one of their quality players. Does that make sense? So like they don't want to make a baseball trade because they're trying to make the playoffs. They're more interested in trading prospects, where I think the Red Sox need a number two starter, a quality bat back in return for Jaron Duran, who I don't think they should trade him. But I think if you can get a number two pitcher back for him with control, that's fine. But I have faith in Craig. I have faith in Craig, and I do think they're going to be a buyer. I think he's proven that his moves in the offseason worked. I think he's putting a pretty good team on the field. Do you agree with that, Courtney? Do you like Craig Breslow's moves, or where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I think that I overall think that Craig Breslow's taken almost too much heat when it comes to the Red Sox. I think that he and Sam Kennedy are the first line of defense because the Henrys don't really speak much. And I think that it's been unwarranted a lot of this season. I like the moves that he's made. I trust him, actually.
Brett, you want them to focus on pitching. When it comes to a move deadline-wise, you want them to focus on pitching.
Yeah, number two starter and a huge bullpen piece would be the two areas.
I don't think you have to worry about first base. Like, you kind of have those two guys platooning there.
I think they're doing a good job. Gonzalez last night and Toro? They've been kind of – Brett, would you – so then I think that because we've had this discussion about Jaron Duran – I mean, I wouldn't trade him, but he's your most valuable asset, and you have these other guys that are playing well. Then would you wait till after the season?
Yeah. You could do too. I would wait to the off season to trade him, right? Mm-hmm. I think you're going to get more. you're going to get more back for Jaren Duren, I think, in the offseason, because like I said, Wiggy, the 12 teams that are interested in Jaren Duren right now are trying to make the playoffs. So it doesn't make sense for them to give you one of their best pitchers for Jaren Duren. But in the offseason, now you can trade them to 30 teams, right? So it kind of opens up the it opens up your possibilities, and you, I think you're going to get a better return. So I think they, I think if you're going to trade Jaren Duren, it might be this year, but I don't think the return is going to be as good as if you wait until the offseason. That's just my that would be my take on it. But he is your most valuable asset, and he does have three more years of control. And he was a top five, top 10 MVP candidate last year. He has regressed a little bit this year, but he's in the prime of his career, and he's not making a lot of money. He's going year to year with arbitrations. He's not making a ton of money.
But if you can get a legit, as you said, a legit number two pitcher, then you trade Jaren Duren all day long. I would do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would do that all day long, unfortunately.
Yep. You trade Jaren Duren, and then I think you can move the pieces around a little bit, Greg, to make it work in your outfield and your lineup, and I think you're all right. But you need pitching, you know, and with Bregman coming back, you know, the rising tide lifts all ships. So you get Bregman back, and that puts him at number two in the lineup, and that's a huge right-handed at-bat for you. Everyone else slides down, and your offense just continues to get better. But Bregman coming back is a really, really valuable piece.
Baseball, Brett, great to hear your voice. And you
talk
like
to you soon, Greg.
You, like a lot of us, are back. The Red Sox are back.
Yep.
Back, buddy. I'm back, buddy.
They're back.
There you go. Get healthy, too.
It's the third time I've been back this season.
Well,
but I'm
you
back.
Know, they'll keep you there, man. That's the thing about it. There's the thing about it. They will keep you there.
All right. You can watch this show every day on Twitch or YouTube. And on Twitch, this show is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. If you are looking for a diamond, then they will sell you one at the very best price. Very easy on your wallet when you go to Springer's in Portsmouth. And they will teach you everything you need to know about diamonds at Springer's Jewelers. Visit springersjewelers.com.